What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, friend of the show, see him on the screen there, acquisition head coach John Gross on the Boss Man Show. Join us once again after going to the NCAA tournament one more good time. Coach Gross, to see you, man. How things up there in Akron today, man?
Great to see you. Yeah, things are great. Giving the guys a chance to recalibrate a little bit today and then watching a lot of film on Arizona.
I hear that, coach, man, for you, man. How's it feel for you, coach, to go to NCAA tournament for the third time in your eighth year at Akron, man? And it's a hell of a run you've been on up there, man.
Yeah, no, it's been unbelievable. Obviously, we've had, you know, especially over the last 6 years with the two regular season championships and the three conference tournament championships. And, you know, guys are graduating. Obviously, that's important to us. Guys are having a chance to become professionals. Every player that, you know, we've coached here that's been a scholarship player, when they finished and exhausted their eligibility, has played professional basketball for one or more years. So, you know, it's been a special run. It really has been over these 6 years. And a lot of it has to do with the character of the guys, JR. It really does. We got great dudes that care about each other. They care about winning. They want to be really good. They work at it. And so, we've really enjoyed it. We've got a great group to work with this year and excited to play on Friday against Arizona.
And, Coach, let me ask you this, Coach. A lot of times these folks don't going to get highlighted enough, but your managers, your support staff, your strength guy, your nutrition guy, compliance, the academic advisors, talk about all the people who make sacrifices for this program to make sure you all can go out there and play great on the court, but help you off the court to get you to the floor every night to play with very well.
Yeah, no question. It takes, I always say, it takes a village, and there's a lot of people involved, right? When you do something like we're trying to do in this competitive environment, one person cannot do it by themselves. So we've got great support staff, great staff. The university supports us. We've got a great city here in Akron that understands basketball and loves basketball. So we're very, very blessed, but you're absolutely right. And we have great, and the fans have been unbelievable. Our turnout for the championship game and the semi and quarterfinal up in Cleveland at Rocket Arena was great. our fans really support it. So we've got a lot of irons in that fire that make this thing go.
100%, Coach. And also, man, talk about your community as well, because I feel like your community has really adopted this team very, very much. This year, your home crowds at home this year at Rocket Arena, it was crazy for you guys. So talk about the fans and the support of the community when you go to the community, have you guys be immersed as a part of Northeast Ohio and Akron and beyond, and how that really helps the fans in turn support you what you do on the court with that, the energy they give you guys.
Well, I think the community's really embraced our program, but this team in particular, just because of their resiliency, their consistency. You know, we've got a tough group. You know, obviously, that was on full display Saturday, where we just kind of hung in there and kept making enough plays to give ourselves a chance. And you're right, in Northeast Ohio, and in particular in Akron, you know, obviously, you know, LeBron always said nothing is given, everything is earned here. You know, we had the Nike shirts on appropriately Saturday night that said nothing easy on them. And that we have a saying in our program that we run to hard. We don't run away from it. And you know, I think the people here certainly have appreciated that mindset and the way that our guys have played.
And Coach, looking at your run here at Akron, you have 7 win seasons in eight years, hard to do there, and 5 of them are 22-plus win seasons. So talk about having your assistants and coaches, having the right players and find the right guys who fit this tough-minded, blue-collar mentality of the Akron Zips, and year by year having that same standard as being the standard, and that's just the culture here. When you come to Akron, we're about winning and doing the right things, but everyday guys.
Yeah, no question. And that's what we tried to do, is recruit that way and get guys. I mentioned earlier, JR, the guys that, you know, care about winning. They care about each other. They want to be great. You know, they want to be great individually. They want to be great, more importantly, collectively. And so, you know, we've been able to get guys that are like that. We've had a lot of guys in our program in particular over the last 6 years that have, they think that way. They feel that way. The coolest thing about Saturday night was all the text messages I received from all of our former players. You know, that they take a lot of pride in our program and the culture that you just talked about that they helped create. And so it's really cool to see that it was, you know, and so to speak, a family affair on Saturday night, because we have a lot of people behind the scenes, as you mentioned earlier, and a lot of our former players that have helped put our program in a position where it's been one of the most consistent in all of college basketball.
Coach, let me ask this question, Coach. I know you took a loss to Ohio. Did that kind of give you opportunity to coach the team a little bit harder and reset, refocus? And I know when you win, you still pull up clips or defensively or breakdowns offensively, but is it easier to kind of get them refocused again off a loss like Ohio, to get them on this run you went on winning the last 7 games, because of that, be able to actually focus them against, hey, we're mortal, you know? Yeah. NBB.
I think, you know, and obviously people – you know, we were on a heck of a streak at that point, you know, and you hear people say, you know, you need to lose one before you get to Cleveland. We don't believe that. Obviously, we didn't play very well that day, and Ohio had a lot to do with it. So give them credit, you know, that it refocused us a little bit. You know, maybe it gets their attention a little bit more. You're talking about humility, but we've got a pretty humble group. They understand, hey, we play well, we earn the right to win. We don't, we expose ourselves to the opposite of that. So, they've been very consistent, this group, with their approach. They really have. And it's been a big reason, I think, why, you know, we've gotten some consistent results.
And Coach, you're looking at watching these past 3 games, man. You got 9 solid guys. You can go 10 deep if you have to, and without much drop off. Talk about having the ability to have your bench extend a lead and or, you know, make a lead go away because of their talent. You don't really have those drop off from your first 5 to your next 4. So talk about that, having the depth on your roster where you can just know it, no matter what, you're in the game no matter what.
Yeah, no question. Obviously, great depth. We've had multiple nights where the guys that come off our bench have scored 40-plus, 50-plus. A lot of those guys have been leading scorers in different games. So 100% what you said is true. We call it strength in numbers. And you know, we've had a bench all year that, you know, not only holds serve, like you said, most of the time we don't dip at all. And in some cases, we'll actually, you know, play better or extend the lead when our bench guys come in. So it's, you know, it's a real blessing, obviously, and it gives us a lot of versatility. And I think it makes it harder for teams to play against us.
And coach, the poise your team showed being down 18, chipping away, not rushing, just shoot bombs, get it all back at one time. It was impressive to watch your team just chip away, and not get rattled despite how well Miami was playing. Miami was playing a hell of a game. They was into it, and the schemes were working defensively, offensively, making shots, but your team has stayed the course. And what I loved about it, even though they missed some shots, but those were the right shots. It wasn't the worst shots. It was within the flow, what you want to do. And I could tell on the sideline, you was happy with the shots, you was clapping for them. So I knew you were doing what you wanted them to do. But talk about just your team's resolve in that regard and just having that chip away mentality and not trying to get it back all at one time, despite the opponent playing so well.
You're 100% right. You know, you can't overcome an 18-point lead in one shot or one possession. It takes, you know, you just got to continue to honor the process of playing the right way, one possession at a time, control what you can control that's in front of you. I thought our staff did a good job of that, and obviously the players did a tremendous job of that throughout the game. But we knew we had to play better defensively or be more impactful defensively in the second half. You know, they absolutely torched us in the first half with great execution and shot making, and I thought our defense was a lot more impactful in the second half. And obviously we made some timely shots and timely plays on the offensive end as well to overcome the deficit.
And, Coach, what I also want to point out it was fans, the rebounding. You got key rebounds, key offensive rebounds of that to keep possessions going. And those little things matter, like the way you get those rebounds to keep possession of the ball when you're trying to make a comeback. And talk about that for you, Coach, making sure your guys be focusing on rebounding when you're trying to make a comeback to make sure you get that ball in your hands and don't turn it over at the same time.
I thought, obviously, Lyles was tremendous rebounding. He had 14 rebounds. He had the big one that led to the Johnson, you know, breakaway finish that ended up being the 2 points that decided the game. I thought other guys were active on the glass as well, and we ended up out rebounding them. And I thought equally as much of a key was the second half we played with two turnovers and in the comeback. So we got shots up on the rim. We were able to impact the glass, and our defense was better and gave us an opportunity to make that comeback.
And Coach, I want to highlight Nate Johnson, Coach. Player of the year and defense player of the year too. So he loves both ends of the floor. How great that is for a young man to get player of the year and defense player of the year. And what talk about his work every day and what he's meant to your team that's seen him grow as a young man within your program.
Yeah, it's tremendous. You know, he's obviously redshirted, and you know, here we are, you know, however many years later, and he's the MAC MVP, the defensive player of the year, and the MAC tournament MVP. So Nate's a guy that's gotten better every year he's been here. He's improved tremendously. And I still think we can continue to add things to his game as we move forward. That's what's exciting. He is a two-way player, and I've said that before. He impacts defense and offense and rebounding. So he does a little bit of everything. Offensively, he can play make for others as well as score the ball. Obviously, he leads us in scoring. So he does a great job for us, and obviously is a big part of what we do and can add value in so many ways, and that's what makes Nate a great player.
And, you know, Shamar Scott as well, Coach, sixth man of the year. And I feel like this is an important highlight for our young listeners out here because sometimes it's not who starts, who finishes games. And he comes off the bench with a great attitude, know his role, comes in instant offense, gives you what you need, man. And talk about just his humility in that regard to be a sixth man of the year for you guys. And they not think about, I should be starting, not to be out there more, but knowing his role and what he does for you guys.
Yeah, he's tremendous. I mean, he's a huge key for us. Has played great, was the sixth man of the year, and rightly so. Can score it, play make, defend, you know, really gives us a boost. You were talking about how when we sub guys, sometimes not only do we keep it going, we actually can advance the lead or accelerate how well we're playing. And Shema's a huge part of that at both ends of the floor. He's had an absolutely terrific year.
No doubt, Coach. And I want to ask you about yourself, man. Coach of the Year for you, man. I know you know. I just don't want to make it about yourself, man. But great honor, Coach of the Year, twice, second time you've won it here at Akron. And talk about what it means for you personally, knowing that you're very recognized what you've done here at Akron all these years and having the people around you to support you. And just knowing that, hey, you've set a standard here at Akron and that you got something going on here, Coach, and hope you keep going for many years to come.
Hey, appreciate it. Yeah, I think more than anything, it's just a reflection of, you know, obviously we won. So I always tell those guys, there's no individual recognition without team success. And obviously to have that type of success, I think the award more than anything recognizes not one person, but your assistant coaches, your entire staff, your support staff, all the people we mentioned earlier, JR, behind the scenes, because as we mentioned, not one person can do this. by themselves. It's not the way this works. So I think it's a reflection of everybody, obviously. And, you know, I appreciate you saying what you said there. But, you know, we've got a great group of people working around our guys.
100% coaching. As you found one for your coach in Arizona, Tommy Lodo's a heck of a job out there, man. A heck of a player, man. Mr. Love out there, man. So what do you say for those guys on the film as you kind of prepare your schemes for Friday, man, and get ready to play for this tough matchup with these guys out there, man?
Yeah, no, they're very good, obviously. And, you know, they're very well coached. They play really fast. They rebound it. They're physical. Their defense has been impactful as well. Got a good defensive team. So, you know, it'll be a great challenge. You know, we've got 3 days here to prepare and get ourselves ready to go.
Sounds good, Coach. Coach Gore, it's always good to talk to you on this time of year, Coach, after you win the match championship. And I'll definitely be cheering for you, Coach, and hopefully we'll talk again in a week or so after the Sweet 16, Coach. Hopefully you make that far a very good run, man.
Now, I like that. I like how you're thinking, boss man.
Thanks, Coach. It was awesome to talk to you, brother.
Always great. Appreciate you having us on.
Anytime, Coach.
Thanks.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 1055theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.